Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Trundlebed Tales. Now, today is one of our roundup episodes, and before we get started, welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utah, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales, and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And today's episode is August 2022, a roundup about what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month. And I think we're just going to go ahead and jump into it since this is the update. Now, the big news, of course, in August is that it is Carrie Ingalls' birthday. She was born in Independence, Kansas, and lived most of her life in Keystone, South Dakota. Now, they used to always have an event every single year in Keystone on Carrie's actual birthday. But now it's a bigger event, and they try and hit a weekend, and it was actually her party was last weekend. So if you are planning to go to that on a future year, be sure to check with them first to see if they've moved the dates or not. It's also an interesting thing because Independence had a birthday party for Carrie in 2020, which was pretty much the only Laura event that went off as scheduled that year. So I don't think they had a party this year, but we shall see if we get a report of one afterwards. They didn't tell me they were having one anyway. So we actually have quite a few events going on in August. Normally, the in July and September are the big months, but we've got quite a few going this August. First off, in Pepin, Wisconsin, this is the Pepin, Wisconsin's home at Laura's Place. Now, they have been trying to make the birthplace cabin a little more active. They have a group of reenactors who reenact family life at roughly the period where Laura was born. They have taken I don't know if it was temporarily or if they have permanently done it, but they've pulled the picnic table out and they have more in the way of real furniture inside. And I've heard a lot of positive opinions about the event. I haven't gotten a chance to go there. What they say is visit the Little House Wayside in Pepin, Wisconsin on these special weekends to see the cabin fully furnished and reenactors demonstrating the arts of daily living in the 1870s. This is a cooperative activity of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society of Pepin, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Days Committee of Pepin, and the Austin Tea Party Players. So I hope this was successful enough that they will keep doing it. And it's fitting that it's in Pepin because I think Pepin has done the most to tie their ongoing activities to how people were living there in Pepin in the past. They're also the home site that tends to have the most adults wearing Laura dresses. So Pepin is just great. And I hope I get a chance to see this event sometime. In DeSmet, South Dakota, the Ingalls Homestead is hosting a plein air event. Now, what that is, and I first heard about this quite a while ago when we were doing one at Usher's Ferry, but it you have different painters come in, and they usually pay a fee and are given a location, and then they paint something that is in, that is outside that they can see. So it isn't like they can paint a sunset when it isn't sunset. It's supposed to be something that they can see. So they, like if they were in the barn and the kitties were there at on the homestead, they could paint that. But if they're over by the schoolhouse where there aren't any kitties, they can't paint that. It's that kind of setup. And then at the end of the weekend, they have a juried show, and they also have the work, the artwork that the did that weekend on display for sale. And the Ingalls Homestead also sells small replicas. And I had originally thought they were bigger than this. They're about 5x7 when I got mine. That is of one of the paintings that was done at this plein air event that they really liked. So I really want to get there for plein air sometime. Just, I think it would be such a different and interesting way to visit Smet. So it's on my list, but I haven't made it. And it was also done with the in conjunction with the Harvey Dunn Society. Harvey Dunn, of course, is a very famous artist who is known in South Dakota for his prairie paintings more than anything else, even though he did a lot of stuff, and probably in most of the world, if you asked about Harvey Dunn, they would not say prairie paintings, but they're really phenomenal. And this is one of the events, the society that was organized to support and promote Dunn also does. They've been doing it for a number of years, and it's still on my list. Spring Valley, Minnesota does an event called Eliza Jane Schoolhouse Days, which is actually sort of one of these day camp weeks where you do different things, mostly centered around a one-room school. And they do it in Eliza Jane's honor, of course, because she actually taught in Spring Valley. And they have a one-room school on the school grounds. At least they used to. I haven't asked about it the last couple times I was there, but it was over behind the church. And it is completely booked this year. They were not very quick at getting the dates out. I had to follow up with them. But I think this is more of a local event anyway, and I'm very pleased they are booked, because that means things are running well there in Spring Valley. And then in Malone, it's the annual cultural festival, Scottish Fling. Now, this is an interesting event that Malone has, because quite often, if you have a museum with grounds and they do events, they will tend to do the same events every year. It works out better for that for a lot of reasons. It cuts down on the amount of prep. If it's one thing to say you're having an event, and let's just say today, on August 4th, but it's quite another to say that you always have an event the first three weekends in July, or always have Midwest Old Thrashers on Labor Day weekend. It's just if people tend to start scheduling around it with having to always go back and check the dates. So they tend to just kind of get in this pattern, unless one slowly dies, which does happen, or the person who is interested in organizing it leaves. That's sort of how museum events run. But this particular event in Malone is called the Annual Cultural Festival. And while the other events in Malone stay the same every year, this one changes. They have a couple different ethnic groups that are willing to come in and put on a show about who they are and what they do. And this is one of the rotating groups, and I just love the Scottish Fling name. And if you go and you see somebody in a kilt, the thing to ask is, are you fully regimental? And if they, it's just a fun thing to ask. It has to do with what underwear they are wearing. But we had a Scottish Fling type event when I worked at Usher's Ferry, and it always has a lot of flash, a lot of color, a lot of interesting things going on. And if you are in the New York area, I think it would well be worth a visit. And to move on to some Trundlebed Tales things, I have indeed gotten back to posting videos. Thank you, computer, that it seems to be working again. I got one posted. The second one was supposed to be posted last Friday, but apparently I hadn't pushed the last button, so I discovered it was not published. So I've got that one set up for tomorrow, and I have quite a few videos coming down the line, and one of the things is a new series that I'm working on calling Where to Drive and Why, where I start at a central location in one of the home site towns and then drive to the place wherever we're going, and then get there and tell you just a little bit about the place. So kind of like what I had done before at Pepin, where I did the real-time drive out to the Pepin birthplace from the Bachelors from the Pepin Motel right downtown in Pepin. And I am going to be doing one. Well, the one that I am working on right now is is the drive out to the cemetery in DeSmet, and I'm going to have several of those, which is going to change how my videos work, because my video blogs are going to be less, because let me tell you one thing I discovered telling somebody that now we're going to go shoot a video on out to the cemetery. And then, oh, we're going out to the video to record how to get to the memorial site is not going to be a particularly interesting video if you're not putting that footage there, which are going to be in separate videos. So look for those shorter, more focused videos. And if you've got a place you'd like to see and driven to in one of the home site towns or something like that, let me know, and if you have some ideas for Laura in a minute you'd like to see, and or more topics for the podcast here that you'd like, let me know. I actually am working on multiple episodes for all those formats, but it takes a little longer to get things edited and get questions written and get people lined up. So we'll just have to see how it goes. Thank you for joining me today on Trundlebed Tales. I hope you enjoyed the visit and that you will brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.